It's hump day replay.
Hump day replay. Yeah.
Let's get this in hump day replay.
My favourite day of the week.
Oh, right. Georgie boy.
He's done it again.
Hump day replay.
Back for another week of Daily Talk Show Highlights. And we've got the full lineup. We've got our first returning guest, Grace Perris. Welcome
Thank
back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
There we go.
Thanks for coming on. And the nicest gronk going around, and a podcaster and a filmmaker, Basil Gerrard.
Hey-o.
Oh, yeah. Welcome. And you've got a lovely looking background there. Yesterday when RGBs. We did the... Yeah, yesterday when we had a bit of a catch up, you had some pizza posters, but you've taken them down for the show, and you've got GB's HDR in big letters behind you. Really lovely.
You're most welcome. It doesn't look as good on Zoom as it does on like a nice camera, but look, I had a crack. You know, it's
that looks great.
It's whatever. Yeah,
cutting the spaces in the B would have been hard.
Good
yes.
Point.
Yeah. Especially with
effort.
Like terrible scissors. Like I'm not equipped for arts and craft, but I had a crack, which is what Hump Day Replay is all about. Having a crack.
Mate, you've got it. That's exactly what it's about. And also, of course, welcoming Jess and Mason to the show. Thanks for coming.
You.
Great. No, good, everyone. So Basil and Grace, you guys have had a bit of a sports team feud.
Yes.
You both go for different. Oh, here we go. He's whipped out his scarf. Oh, they've both whipped out their scarf.
Here we go.
On hand. Scarf. On hand.
If we go on beanie, we. All right. Nah.
Okay. I'm ready for the Melbourne weather.
All right, yeah, it's too big. Plus headphones, but there we go. Looks more like a. Eagles Look,
your team, your team's doing better than mine at the moment, so well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell us about your teams.
I'll take it. I'll take
what
it.
Tell us about our teams. Yeah, how long do you have, George?
This is a sports
Let's
podcast
give a,
now.
Give us a fun fact.
Oh,
give us
God.
A fun little fact.
Fact.
Basil, you're up there.
Come on. Here we you go. Know I hate facts. This is the worst.
So who's your favourite player?
Well, the reason why I barry for the West Coast Eagles is Ben Cousins, but he has subsequently broke my heart, so I find that eternally hard to reconcile. But as a young boy, when Benny won the Rising Star, I was like, oh, that's it. I'm all in. Stuff Collingwood and Carlton, who I just half barracked for at the time.
What about the Selwood brothers? Troy, didn't they play for the Eagles? Troy and Scott?
Young Scooter. We went to school with those boys, actually.
Oh, I'm really good friends with Scott.
Really?
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun fact. There's a fun fact.
I haven't spoken to him, I haven't seen him in a while, but we still catch up. We were in a wedding together the other year.
Really?
Oh, my God.
We were going to live together at the end of last year.
We were
looking at houses.
Far out.
What happened?
Very good friend.
God.
What happened?
He only wanted, because he's just built a couple of houses in Geelong. And so him and his girlfriend have now moved into that. So it was only going to be short term. So I was like, nah. Like, I'll stay in my apartment for the time being.
Far out.
Yeah.
I mean, GB, you're also wearing some sports memorabilia.
So I've gone full vintage. I've got a vintage Arsenal hat.
Great. You love Arsenal.
Yeah. It's like a kid's hat almost. It looks pretty funny. Got it from an op shop. And I've got a vintage Man United jacket, which I actually wear like all the time. Oh. So that's nothing new. But the shirt I'm wearing is a Socceroos shirt. From about 2005 or 2006, it is actually Harry Kewell's shirt that he wore.
That he wore?
His actual shirt.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Oh my God.
How much did that cost? How did you get it?
Had a family friend who was the physio for Fulham, and I used to get heaps of Fulham stuff, but then I guess he also did stuff for the Socceroos and that sort of thing, so just got a bunch of shirts.
Oh, so,
that's exciting. That's so cool.
I remember seeing the Socceroos in 2005. For the World Cup qualifier, that was the best.
What a great match.
Oh,
I can still say it.
Went down to penalty shootouts.
Yeah.
Aloisi scored the winner. Great day. It was just like, yeah. It was amazing.
It was so exciting.
I didn't know you were this into sport, to be honest, GB. I wouldn't have picked you for it. I've got an Arsenal, a great little Arsenal scarf that I got when I went to, what's their stadium called?
Emirates Stadium.
Emirates, yep. And a little fact that I found out while I was there was Arsenal was the first team to be broadcasted in 3D on the TV.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. How's that? They broadcasted their game against, I believe, Man U in 3D, 2010. Oh,
do you remember 3D? I remember when 3D TVs were coming out. It was like
the biggest thing.
Yeah. You thought everyone was going to have one. Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah. The TV in our kitchen's a 3D TV. Oh.
Do you ever
use your glasses or what?
Yeah,
that's what I would
glasses.
Think.
Yeah. Oh. It's shit. It doesn't work.
Look, I haven't noticed it.
No, you wouldn't.
It's popping out at me.
Yeah, I get it. It's not working.
Oh, great, Max. So, Jess, where's your sports gear?
Oh, yeah.
This is a sporting podcast now.
Guys, I brought my basketball jersey because this is all I have.
Northern Hustlers. Yeah. That's great.
So, Northern Hustlers. Yeah. So, we. I'm number 10.
Great number.
Shout out to the team.
Harry Kuehl. Okay.
We're pretty good. Not going to lie. No, and that's
you
what
are good.
Here,
really. We play basketball when we go and get a coffee.
Yeah.
When we're not in isolation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't do much. Like I kind of just like they people give me the ball and then I throw it to someone else. And
what do you know? What position? That's basketball. Where do you play? Are you sort of like deep. That's basketball. Why do you draw noise?
Are you a point guard or?
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like I'm not that good at dribbling and I'm not that good at shooting. So I'm like kind of just the in between person when other people need breaks. I think off the court. So
I feel like that was me too. Like I was either a 3-point shooter or a 0-point shooter. And the only time I scored a layup was I ran up, but then someone down the court actually fouled someone. So it went in. I was celebrating. I was like, I've scored.
Oh.
And it was just cancelled. They was like, nope, there's
that
a foul back here.
And it's
just
like, no.
And it's the only layup I've ever scored. And threes, there's just air balls all the time, but you know, you gotta try.
I didn't know you were this into basketball, Mason.
No, I love basketball.
Grace, I've asked all of the boys to come and play for this team because it's mixed basketball. So, and you can come too. And we'll
I'm awful at basketball.
Nah,
all through
sure
high school, people tried to.
I am.
I'm 5 foot tall. That's
can you dribble?
Probably, but not very.
Yeah, I reckon if you're bringing the ball down the court,
I'll just
that's one
throw
role.
Through a few elbows out.
I mean, Basil.
Contact them.
Basil, what about you? I mean, you're in the gym. I believe you're into the sauna as well. What sort of
I love that.
What sort of sports do you get into?
I played everything growing up. I have like somewhere here like a box of trophies, but it was not for good stuff, just for like weird stuff, like coxswain of the year in cadets, but it was coxswain of a canoe, not an actual boat, like not a corsair.
So that's the little guy that sits up the front, right?
And just yells at people.
This is just me at the back of the canoe with a tiny little recruit up the front. So I don't know how I got coxswain of the year, just not letting young kids die, I guess. Good on me. I played a bunch of, like, probably cricket is the biggest thing that I played. And then I just flirted with winter sports and never really found my... true love, I think, for the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, fair enough.
I also had like a messed up hip, which Jess might remember from school.
I do.
What happened?
I had like a disease in my right femur. It's like a hereditary thing. So essentially like the femur like dies, it gets starved of oxygen and comes out of its socket. So you develop a limp and then it's really sore and then you can't walk on it. Yeah. So I had like plasters and surgery and all that. So I was like, it's just very weird to be like very sporty and then also have your identity stripped. I was the sports guy,
the
you know, if I was Josh and a 12-year-old, I'd be like, oh, I'm the sports guy. Yeah, I'm definitely the sports guy. I don't know. I had to like not play contact and stuff. That's why I didn't play footy. So like you see me on a footy field. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where the ball's going to go. Like I'm just out on the wing. You're being like, kick it to
yelling
me,
something.
I guess.
Here if you need.
If you need, yeah. Putting on a lot of shepherds, that's me.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with the sauna? Like, I heard that you I haven't heard this story, but did you first listen to the Daily Talk Show in a sauna?
Oh, my God. Great memory. Well, I've been told. Yeah. You were there. That's so crazy. Yeah, because so I was listening, I think it was Matt Diavela's podcast, and I heard of these boys and I was in the sauna. I was like, that's rad. And so I'm still listening to the podcast. I leave the gym. I'm walking down Easy Street. And then the boys start talking about like they're on Easy Street and I'm like just looking around. I'm like, where are they? Where are they? So I'm like, I think I sat down, had lunch there and then like emailed them. They didn't get back to me straight away. but I reached out. I did the email thing. So, that was the old office, I think.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah. Awesome. So when you're listening in a sauna, like, is it you wear headphones? Does it get all wet and stuff?
Oh, that's a good question. No, I did kill one iPhone from overheating, but they have a little safety box and you can like put your phone in there and then kind of jack into an aux cable and the speakers.
Oh, great.
Oh, really?
And so you can play it out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, it's super nice. Oh, that's cool. Yes. Super fancy.
Is this a little infrared one or is it a traditional?
Nah, infrared. So it was a two-person thing. So like, so if someone came along, I wouldn't subject them to that. I'd stop playing it. And so I killed an iPhone that way just by just not playing, like playing it through headphones and just got over. I knew I could get it to like 13 minutes before it overheated, but I'd always push it. And then it would shut down. I'm like, oh, I wonder why my iPhone doesn't work properly. It's like maybe because you fried it time and time again.
So you are a podcast host. You've got a couple of podcasts, and
yes, you wouldn't be able to tell by the amount of technical difficulty I've had this morning. Oh,
it's the standard with the Daily Talk Show guests. Like the more pro they are, the shitter the setup.
So. I think so because you're not used to being a guest. You know, it's like
yeah. No, so your show, The Process, is back.
We're back, baby.
Another season. Season two, baby, back by
like the mildest of demand. but it was, yeah, I think like, I mean, lockdown, it's just a bunch more time. And I think I just got over my, you know, I would never have done this for my podcast. I would never done something over Zoom or Zencaster.
Yeah.
There for a little plug, but I think I just had to get over my own shit and practice what I preach a little bit and be like, it doesn't matter. It's all about the laughs and the banter and the questions. So that's what I'm doing. Yeah, it's really cool. It is really cool. I kind of forgot about it. And I do another silly podcast with a mate, which is like a video podcast, which is kind of still not a thing. I don't know. It's hard.
I love that one.
Yeah.
It's great.
Do you?
Wow. If you squint, yeah. it's like the editing is so good. You put so much work into the video side of things.
It hurts. Yeah, so much. That's such a love-hate relationship. We love doing it. Yeah. It's like the funnest hour. And then, you know, to get it down to a tight 30 minutes and put in visual gags, it's just so much time. It's like 15, 20 hours. It's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot.
For a 30-minute video.
I mean, you can tell. Like, it's every minute there's some shit going on in the screen and like
totally, you know, and effects. It's like for every visual gag, if that takes you kind of like 15 minutes to knock up, and then you're having those one a minute, it's like, I don't know, do the math, somebody, but not me. It's a lot, but it's fun. It's like we love it, and it's been really positive, I think. And not even like humble bragging. Like I didn't think so many people would dig it and like DM and be like, I needed a laugh right now. So that was cool. Especially like, cause I don't know, it's madness at the moment. Everyone is having these huge highs and lows, like the kind of COVID funk. So that's nice. Sure.
So what was the main goal for that show? Like, have you only done it in isolation kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is it just two mates just catching up and
couple of
talking
mates
about funny shit?
Yeah, essentially. Or it can't, like, Eli is like, we've only been mates for like 2-3 years maybe, but we're just like best friends and we're just the same person, and it's crazy. And that's probably narcissistic to be like, I love you because you're so like me, but just super goofy. And we were supposed to We hadn't signed a lease, but that was only because I was overseas. At the start of the year, we were supposed to move into an office together, and we were going to do like a daily thing, just us just gabbing, building up the office and stuff. And then COVID hit, and we kind of went to ground. We're like back in our janky little, you know, home studios. And Eli just got super bummed. He lost a bunch of work. He had a bunch of filming planned and it all went to shit. And we talked to each other every day. And I could just tell over a couple of days, like he's such a happy, fun guy. And so to kind of hear him bummed out, I was like, man, we got to do something. He's like, dude, can we do like a podcast or something? I'm like, hell yeah, let's do a podcast. So it did just stem from that. It didn't stem from any of my kind of dreams of grandeur, which I have for other projects.
Yeah. That's great. And the other thing I saw on your Instagram recently was that you won an editing competition.
I did. This is so nice. This is the Basil show. This is disgusting.
just where we start, then we'll get into the
then we'll move away from Baz.
This is the formalities, yeah.
Yeah, just like, all right, we better give him like 10 minutes of fame. No, I appreciate that. No, I won an editing comp, which is really fucking cool. And it's like, I would say that like editing doesn't get a lot of credit. And that's just not me. That's like across the board.
Definitely.
So it was awesome. It was awesome. And I just entered it. It was a kind of like online creative community, pretty much heavily based in LA, but there is people from around the world. And so it was just like, you know, here's the footage. Everyone gets the same footage, sponsored by Epidemic Sound. Everyone gets the same access to music and sound effects. You know, make a 30-second edit. So I just kind of went hard at it, and they let me know that I got in top 10, and I was like, sick. That was enough for me, because I knew that people that I looked up to had seen what I had done, and I was like DMing them. I'm like, I've already won. And then they did like a surprise on me and called me up, and like halfway through the conversation, like told me that I'd won this huge ass monitor, which is like, it's like 49 inches. Like it's
crazy.
It's my whole wingspan. So that was really cool. Like I was chuffed to be like acknowledged, super cool prize. And then, yeah, just like a little, you know, I think like posting it, like I always feel weird posting it, and that probably sounds, like BS coming from me. That's like my whole life is kind of put out there for the world, but to kind of be like, hey, like I won this thing, and not in a jokey way or whatever. Yeah. That was cool. Like a lot of people came out from the woodwork and people that I worked with in the past, and they were like, well deserved and stuff. And I don't know. My first reaction is just like, oh, thanks. Like whatever. It doesn't mean anything, but it fucking does. So I was everyone will forget about it in 2 days. So I just had like a couple of days where I was floating along. I was like, I've made it, but I haven't. But you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Starting to be proud of like achievements like that though. Might as well celebrate them.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And I wasn't going to fake that I didn't put a lot of work into it. That was the other thing that, but yeah, people were looking at it, and people don't usually comment on like a tiny little transition, or they're like, oh, it looks like you've spent a couple of hours like, you know, on this one tiny little thing that no one noticed. And I was like, I did spend a couple of hours on that.
So good. So I'm so glad that, yeah, like editing doesn't get that much recognition. You know, it in the Oscars and stuff, the film that wins best edit or best editor, it's often not the best editing. It's like, it's the most noticeable editing.
100%.
The best editing in films are the ones that you don't actually notice, and you just watch the film and it's just a great film.
It's like 1917. I don't know if anyone's seen that movie, but the way that they shot it was a one shot. And so you don't actually notice any cut points throughout the movie.
Yeah,
and I thought I was pretty good at picking up when cut points were, but they did such an amazing job of
special skills.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
He loves to brag about it when we're watching TV. Bad cut point.
It's a real shit cut. It's, I mean, the Bachelor in Paradise this year was awful. I haven't heard anything as bad as that before. But
Bachelor in Paradise has got to be the worst edited show in history.
they're underpaying like uni students to do that. It's horrendous.
It's clearly like cutting the
audio. Not even crossfading.
It's not even close.
They're not even
see how into it he gets.
Yeah. But anyway, 1917.
This is just our life around BMC now.
1917, great movie, and the editing and filming in that.
they had to
pretty incredible
because they couldn't use any lights or anything. They had to basically they were just sitting around like while if it was really
waiting
sunny
for it to be overcast.
Yeah, that, really? It had to be overcast before they could shoot because they had to have consistent lighting. And so they were like rehearsing the scenes and that sort of thing. But then the cast are just like sort of sitting around and then bit of cloud cover and then like let's go. Yeah, it's like a 10-minute shot and they have the guy, you know, a big crane shot and then it comes down and then the cameraman takes it off the crane and then he runs and then he jumps on the back of a truck and then gets driven away. Like it's insane.
Yeah.
So that, yeah.
That'd be cool to watch.
Yeah. Oh, I can. I'll show you behind the scenes.
Later. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's where I got all that from.
That's a great
idea. Watch all that. But speaking of using really long things to help you work, so you won a really long computer monitor.
I do.
Stick with it. This is a good segue.
The king of segues.
Josh talked about something this week where he needed another really long thing in order to be able to work productively.
Imagine having sort of a 50-meter long cork board. Oh, actually, probably 50 meters. Yeah, that's good. 5 meters. That's long, I guess. 20 meters, right? 20.
Not even.
20-meter cork board. I've been loving index cards for a long time. Think about when you're in school, the kids who were just getting started would write every single bit on the page, right? I had index cards. I read an article about index cards. So I've ordered index cards. They're a bit of a thinner stock, which I normally would be a thick stock guy.
You're the only one who wants the index cards.
Yeah. It's a very big drive. And he's really doubled down with the 4,000 of them.
So Josh did order 4,000 index cards. How are you feeling about it, Jess?
He gets on these little tangents and he just rolls with it, but he's the only one. I won't use index cards. Like, I have my own way of working and I don't know where he's going to put them. For one.
4,000 of them.
Like a lot of boxes.
Like, he's not bringing them to the office. We can't just have them like boxes just sitting around the office. I can't deal with the clutter.
Yeah, it's so much. And also like the whole thing of like digital and analog, like you've got like, I'm in Asana just like writing all the things down, like note taking. He's in drafts. Like he's now the drafts guy. Like
Mason, you and I, remember he was like, nah, you and Mason are getting on Asana. You're going to make it work. It's going to happen. Like, we're going to make this a thing.
And now he gets
index
cards. It's outrageous. I did see though, Basil, you have your own two stations. You've got like one desk for analog and writing and reading. Then you've got your new 49-inch monitor.
Which is the rest of the room.
Digital station.
Which is, about 80% of the room for sure.
What's going on there?
Well, mostly just because the monitor takes up so much space. But also I do try and start, not every day, but like, if I want like a nice slow start to the day, somewhere to read and to write, like to journal or write some bullshit or draw. I mean, I think I did call it analog. I know I called it analog, but now that I got like an iPad and I've been loving that. So maybe just offline, I can call it offline or something. Or,
is it iPad nice. Pro?
Yes, the new one. Oh, it's nice. Bloody. It's gorgeous. It's
I
massive.
Wanted to become the iPad guy. I thought I was talking. I was talking to Grace, and I was like, maybe I could just get rid of my phone, my laptop, and just be the iPad guy.
And so I said, when he calls me, what's he going to do? Like lift this A4 screen to his face.
Like 80-year-old on a holiday. Yeah.
Sure, but I could have an Apple Watch, or I could have AirPods. Like, it'd be great.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Josh is really breeding a mini me here, isn't he?
He is.
100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Grace says that all the time.
I do. Yeah.
Does he have an iPad?
They do. No, that, yeah.
Yeah, that's they do. Just an old one. He's wanting to get a new one.
Mason will get a vintage one.
I want to get one. Like, I want to get the pen as well.
Oh yeah.
So the pens are so nice when you write.
Yeah, Procreate.
Or drawing.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into this at all.
When you, mate, YouTube videos on unboxings of iPads are the best things in the entire world. Oh, have you ever done it?
Is that your guilty pleasure?
What's great is there's this YouTuber, MKBHD. He's like a real tech guy. I think it's Marques Brownlee. But what he does, he's got his shotgun microphone so close to when he's peeling off the off the wrappers.
So it's a bit of ASMR.
Yeah, pretty much. And so the volume's turned up. Like it sounds so, so great. And he's just peeling the plastic off the outside and it's so satisfying. It makes me want to buy one just to do that.
It's sensual, isn't it? Yeah. I think the best thing about unboxing an iPad or a phone, though, is the smell.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Smelling it for the first time is the best
new
thing.
New anything yes. smell, like new car smell. Great.
Yeah.
I wonder what the index cards will smell like.
Oh, that smells good.
Yeah.
Paper. Hopefully.
basically. When you're coming up with content, do you use, like, do you write it down handwritten or what's the go?
I don't know. See, I listened to that episode. I'm running along in a thunderstorm and I actually was feeling worse for Jess in that combo. But
then myself. Why are you running along in a thunderstorm?
I didn't mean to. Because I'm an asshole. I thought that I could outrun it, right? I'm like looking at the weather map and I'm looking at the timeline for the next couple of hours and I'm like, oh yeah, if I run up that way, I'll probably miss it all. And then I got halfway through my run and absolutely got drenched and I'm the only one out there just sopping wet. And then, you know, listening to Josh talk about index cards and Jess have an absolute meltdown. And I actually felt worse for Jess than myself. but also, like, I can empathize with Josh because so often I get angry at Josh and I'm angry at myself because I am that guy. It's like over the weekend, it's like I'll be like researching that. I'm like, okay, now I'm doing that. I won't say that I'm the index guy card, but like I will secretly be like, ah, oh, the index guy card. Like that's me. I'm going to be that guy. It's going to change my life.
Yeah. I mean, I keep doing that as well. Just with like on the changing the life stuff. Like I keep saying to Grace, like, if I just had a sauna, all my problems would go away.
Oh, my God.
Really?
If I had every, iPad, like, every conversation.
Yeah.
If I had an iPad and a sauna, I would be sweet.
How really?
Yeah. Is it like girlfriend doesn't cut it.
Is it like mindful practice to just sit in a sauna?
Yeah, it is. Clear your head? It's so nice.
It's if you like it, it's unreal. Like, if you don't like it, it's the worst. Jess, do you hate them?
Yeah, I just feel claustrophobic in them.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't like being that hot.
Yeah, I love it as well.
Yeah, the constant heat would annoy me. I'd just get irritated,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Don't you come out real dry? I feel like you're dry skin.
Nah, you're sweating, mate.
You are. You actually come out real wet. But then afterwards.
afterwards, you get to have a shower and then your face is a little bit dry, so you get to get that moisturizer going. But
I don't like that feeling of when your skin's really dry either. Oof.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like pulling. Nah, not
I saw Jem K. Watts' story the other day. She said, don't have hot showers, it'll dry
Luke
skin
warm.
Out.
Lukewarm.
Yep.
And I'm just like, nah.
Oh, no.
I mean, my showers aren't too hot, really.
I've got really? I think as long as you just don't put your face under, you're all right.
What sort of taps do you guys body. Have? Is it like a straight down one? Or
the two.
Oh, the two.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So you've got to kind of like balance it between the two hot and then the cold, yeah.
Have you had trouble adjusting to it, Grace? Because you know how when you like some of them are so sensitive and they're just annoying?
Yeah, I think so. I can't really remember what taps I have at home now, but I think I figured out the perfect ratio. Thanks for that insight, everyone. Hope everyone enjoyed that.
That's great.
That's really nice.
Shower chat.
What's the Bendigo sauna like? Do you guys have a sauna in Bendigo? Swimming pool?
do we?
Yeah. The Eagle Hawk Leisure Centre.
Oh, yeah.
That's got one. Sorry, we just got a package delivered. My apologies.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's
exciting.
Is it for me? Oh, it's for my housemate, Doug.
That's so annoying.
God damn it.
What did Doug get?
Doug, what did you get? He said, I'll let you know. On the next episode of Monday Replay, find out what Basil's housemate gets from Australia Post.
All right.
Good delivery times at the moment.
They
Sorry.
Are good. We mentioned on the Daily Talk Show, one of my recommendations, Fair Dinks, which is Costco, but delivered to your door.
That dinky, Fair Dinky thing or whatever it is, fairdinkadoo.com.
Oh, yeah.
Fair Dinks. I mean, that was a good life hack, but you need, as the president, you need to be pointing out that it's a life hack. It's a good benchmark. Yeah. And so...
More confidence in your hacks, mate. Just coming strong.
Okay.
Could you do an Instagram post today of a life hack for us?
That'd be good.
Sure, I can do that.
It can't be
real basic. Maybe use Canva.
Rinky dinky. Okay, great.
Okay. So you don't need to pay your $99 membership per year, although that's got a 365-day money-back guarantee. So if you do want to go, refund on the 364th day and you've got a whole year free.
Life hack?
There's a little life hack. But the delivery is great because it's like $15 flat fee. And we ordered on, I think, Saturday. And it arrived probably like 2 hours ago.
So that's what'd you get?
16 kg of berries. And
one it's a lot.
And one
wow.
3.5 kg of yogurt and 1.5 kg of chia seeds. And they forgot to put in 1.5 kg of flax seeds, which not happy about, but we're sending them an email.
Wait, did they feel the wrath of Mason?
Oh, my God.
So that's exciting. Got berries for days.
That is exciting.
That's why all the other supermarkets are lacking in them at the
moment. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So
they're all at Mason's house.
Jess and Basil, you both obviously grew up in Bendigo.
Oh, yes.
You guys know a lot about the town.
No. This is my gripe with the Daily Talk Show. Every time I come on, it's like, oh, okay, tell us some Bendigo facts. I was like, oh, no. Okay, go for it.
Every time you come in, you're like, I've got facts, guys. What do you want?
I got stories, not facts.
Oh, it's exciting because we've got a whole segment for Bendigo facts. And over to you, Georgie boy.
All the way from Bendigo.
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 I just want to know a Bendigo fact.
Gold Rush Town.
Yes, it is.
You can hear like the 6 question marks. Gold Rush Town.
The segment is called great. Bendigo Facts.
We've put together a list of facts from Bendigo and Grace, George and I will be reading them out. Jess, you and Basil are going head to head and you guys are going to have to answer this set of trivia. So.
Okay. No so pressure. Do we like raise a hand if we want to answer or do I reckon, we just chime in?
I reckon just in? Let's, I mean, some of them you might need to think about. Some of them are true or false. Some of them are one word answers. Some of them you've got A, B, C and you're going to have to lock it in. So I reckon we'll just go between you guys, depending on the question, and then whoever gets it right, we'll go from there.
Oh, okay.
So, question one, was it in Bendigo or Ballarat that more gold was yielded between 1851 and 1900, and did they yield more gold than anywhere else in the world?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, Bendigo.
Bendigo.
You guys have nailed it.
This might also show our bias as well.
Starting with BC.
Someone keep him score.
Yep.
Because there is a massive, would you say, not a conflict, but like rivalry between Ballarat and Bendigo.
Okay,
yeah, and I think it's like somewhat imagined too. It's like the Melbourne-Sydney thing. Like Sydney doesn't really give a shit. And also Ballarat doesn't really give a shit. But like growing up in Bendigo, you're like, oh, Ballarat, oh, you bloody rat.
Yeah. Exactly right.
They don't care.
Okay, great.
All right. Question two. Bendigo is the 7th largest gold producer in the world. During the gold rush, did they find A, 2.3 million kilos of gold, B, 1.1 million kilos of gold, or C, 700,000 kilos of gold on the Bendigo goldfields?
Oh my god.
Go. 2.3.
I'm going to say 3 1.1 or 700 down. I might just say B for Basil. I don't know. I can't even imagine those numbers in my head. I don't think it would help if I saw them written down either. So B for Basil.
B. Okay. Basil's locking in B. Jess, what are you locking in?
C.
700,000? What's the answer?
700,000.
Oh, sorry. Wait. What was the other options? Can we go? Sorry. Okay,
2.3 million kg.
I want the 1.1. High one. A.
Oh, yeah, so you're going 2.3 million.
I'm going 2.3 then.
Well, both of you guys have cooked it because it's, say, 700,000.
Oh, Jess, trust yourself. Never change a multi-choice question answer.
I love that you, Mace, you wrote this one out and it was the lowest answer. Like, it's a big power move to have, like, two higher above the correct answer.
You've got to throw a spanner.
700,000 kilos of gold. That's a fair bit of gold.
It's a bit gold.
A little bit.
There you go.
All right, next one. True or false? Bendigo is the birthplace of both the Chico roll and 4-20 pies.
False.
False.
It's true.
Oh, sorry. It's true. It's true. The first Chico roll was created in 1951. Guys, I know more about Bendigo than you.
No, I knew it. I thought the Chico roll, yes, but not 4-20 pies.
Yeah, it says the first 4-20 pie was created in 1947 and was initially called the Dad and Dave pie.
After the Bendigo. Shop. Jeez. In Bendigo.
Ah. Is there a shop?
There was a bakery called the Dad and Dave pie, and that's where the first 4-20 came from.
Oh.
So did they then sell it to 4-20? Like, I mean, huge call to be like, guys, we came up with this product.
It's a meat pie. It's a meat pie, guys. Yeah.
There you go. There's a fun fact.
Yeah, there you go.
Here we go.
I'm suspect on the Chico roll, but really? I'll let it slide. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's one of those things. It's the origins. Well, I don't think it was technically Bendigo, but that's just an old article. Don't know, not Bendigo.
Okay.
No, it's just
one of our major claims to fame. It's a very Australian thing.
It's like the pavlova coming from New Zealand.
Oh.
Oh, here we go.
Play the sad music.
Yeah.
hang on, very, very slow. It's like...
yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. Right.
Yeah. The fourth question. Which horse racing cup came first, the Bendigo Cup or the Melbourne Cup?
God.
I'd say Melbourne.
Okay, I'm going to say Bendigo then.
Okay, well, just
the Bendigo Jockey Club is old.
It is old.
Yeah.
They're both very old. The Bendigo Cup came first about a decade prior to the start of the Melbourne Cup in 1861.
Ooh, nailed it, Jess.
2 from 4.
Yes.
Yep.
Going down. Isn't she 3 from 4?
Because she
said true.
So it's 3 from 4. Is it 3 from 4? Okay.
3 from 4.
Well, thank you, Grace.
I'm glad you
You're welcome. I got your back.
3.5.
Right. 3.5.
All right. True or false? The Bendigo Easter Fair is the oldest ongoing fair in Australia.
True.
Sorry, oldest ongoing festival in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah, true.
It's true. It's been running since 1871.
Great. Well done, guys.
And it's my favourite weekend of the year.
Is it?
My absolute favourite weekend.
Or just in general?
To be in Bendigo. Okay. And in general.
Easter.
What happens at the fair? Just like a usual...
So, it's 4 days of just... So, there's this street called Bull Street and there's heaps of restaurants all along there and they shut it off and there's bars and they do live music. But the best part is that they do an ABBA tribute band. And so, that happens on either the Saturday or the Sunday. They kind of interchange it. Honestly...
Why is it ABBA every year?
Oh, my God.
Every year. Yeah. So, I know the guy who runs it and he was going to cancel it this year. ABBA, yeah. Yeah, he was going to cancel it this year. And I was like, absolutely not.
That sounds so exciting. I love ABBA.
Well, you actually come up for the weekend because it's fun. Because then on the Sunday or the Monday, Basil, I don't know, they do the Easter procession, which is where Sun Lung comes. Oh, no, he's retired now, I think. Sorry, yeah, his replacement comes along
R.I.P.
now. Yeah.
What is that? Is that the dragon?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And yeah, so he shows off and he goes through town and he's got his firecrackers and his lanterns and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's really fun. You should come.
Wow, that sounds so much fun.
And the markets and stuff. It's just great. It's time of your life. It's awesome. Oh, and the carnies are there.
I love. I actually love.
When all the hot men start rolling into town.
Clown heads that go like this.
Yep. They do. Show bags. The cha cha.
The cha cha. Oh, yeah.
Cha cha's so good.
Yes. Have you guys ever won big at the carnival? Like,
nah.
I'm addicted. I'm not addicted. I don't do it. Every time I'm at like some sort of carnival, the games are so good. I love them. But
you're drawn in.
They're also rigged.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like
the one. And but you
see people walking around with massive teddy bears, yeah. And you're like, "How did you get that?"
It's bullshit.
But that thing, every time you go, you're like, "I can win this time. I can do it."
Because they make it.
But then, but you know that you're actually not going to win.
Yeah, the chances are slim.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they do a great job. Next question.
Were we right? What was the go?
Yeah, you were true.
Yeah.
Great question.
Which year did Sydney Meyer open the first Meyer store in Bendigo?
Oof.
Oh. Ouch.
Here we go.
I couldn't even decade it, I don't reckon. It's 1900s. Old. 1915.
Sydney Meyer opened the first store.
Hang on, what did Jess
say?
I'm going to go.
Far out. That was close, wasn't it?
1900.
Oh. Sydney Meyer opened the first store in 1900 before opening a second store 8 years later. I actually remember this because I worked at Meyer back in Perth, and this is like one of the first things they talk about. It's like
really?
The history and like in Bendigo. So, yeah.
I didn't even put the two and two together. I thought they were completely different things. Sydney Meyer and Meyer. And I also thought Sydney was Sydney.
Wow.
How's that?
Right.
This is a good one, and it's one that you should both know. And it's got to do with, I don't want to say founding fathers, but the founding of Bendigo. And so, question 7. Bendigo was founded by Englishman William Thompson, whose nickname was Bendy, which later turned into Bendigo. Why was William given his nickname? A, because he was an amateur cricket player known for his spin bowling. B, he was a bare-knuckle boxer who was constantly bobbing and weaving around the ring. Or C, he played football and had a knack for snapping the ball around the corner.
It's B, right, Jess?
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's B. Oh, you both got it. Well done.
I think that's also contested, I'm pretty sure, but we'll go with it. According to Wikipedia, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
How did
he also used to live it in a swag on a creek or something.
Really? Where do they teach you this?
I just love history, so I research this shit. Have you ever done the tram?
I have, yeah. I only do the tourist things like when you have people come and stay, right? So that's, yeah. I was going to say the only reason why I know the Bendigo thing is dragging someone on the tram and then we stopped at the tourist information center and they had this whole exhibition. They're like, oh, thanks for taking me. And I was like, I had no idea that was on. I'm just lucky.
Yeah, the tram's really fascinating. Basil, do you know what's hilarious is that I wanted to get a job on the tram one time.
Oh!
How embarrassing is that? So there's like this tram network, guys. It's just literally just a tourist tram now. It's it just goes up and back to this place called Joss House and then back to the city centre. I applied for a job thinking that I'd be the person that's the tour guide, I suppose, and kind of talking about all the different things and sights on the tram.
Yeah, really?
And I got it. And then they told me that it was unpaid. It was just a volunteer position. I was like, no.
But weren't you going to do it for the love anyway?
The love of Bendigo.
I was always destined to be behind a microphone, apparently.
Oh. Well done, guys. You guys both know a lot about Bendigo.
Well
that
done.
Was
all the way from Bendigo.
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 Bendigo. Bendigo. I just want to know a Bendigo fact.
Gold Rush
Gold
Town.
Rush Town.
It is a Gold Rush Town.
Oh, God.
700,000 kg of gold. Gold Rush Town.
Wow. Jess is the superior Bendigonian, that's
for
sure.
Yeah, I think she won. Yeah.
So, Bendigo has actually been a topic of conversation quite a lot in the Daily Talk Show, particularly since Jess has been part of the team.
Jess, what did you grow up on in Bendigo?
You know, clogs or fish and chips.
What's clogs?
It's a restaurant.
Doesn't sound good.
What do you? No, that's the best pizza in the entire world. It's not super thick, but it's not super thin. It's just a nice, even spread of dough.
Do they do dragon boat races as well in Bendigo?
They do, yeah.
At the local lake?
Yeah, Lake Aruna.
Love it. Where did Basil go, our homie Basil?
Where I went for year 12, he was at that school previously, but he was older than I.
What's the main street called?
High Street. Turns into McRae Street just for the clubs.
Jess, you were going to go to a tarot card reader in Bendigo?
Oh, really? Yeah. Is there a Bendigo peep that is well known that you...
She's pretty good.
Do you believe in aliens?
No.
But she believes in...
In the lady in Bendigo that told you a few times.
And so clogs... Basil.
Oh my god.
Here we go.
So I wasn't a fan of clogs, so this
Are you kidding?
Watch out.
Here we go.
What are you, a La Porchetta kind of guy or something?
You know what? I actually was.
Oh my god, you were a JoJo's person.
No, I wasn't as if.
You were.
How dare you? Oh my god. So we were friends, bro.
So what's where are you getting your pizza from, Pinkies?
Oh my god. You guys don't know, but there's some serious shade going on right now.
Can sense the tone.
Yeah. It's like comparing like Doc Pizza in Melbourne to Domino's or something. It's pretty big.
So what it still means nothing to me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry.
Okay, well let me just jump in here for you, Basil, because BMT guys, I
don't feel bad for me. How dare you? No.
I as soon as you guys can come out to Bendigo, I'm taking you out. We're going to do a tram tour. We're going to go to Clogs and we're going to have the best pizza of our life. And then we're going to go nightclubbing and we're going to go to
on
Starbucks.
McRae Street.
I just don't believe the best pizza in the world can come from Bendigo.
I swear to God.
Or with a place called with the name Clogs.
Yeah, I just like don't believe just it.
It made it into the top 10 list of pizzas in Victoria from the Herald Sun. So, exactly. The lamb pizza. You cannot get anything better.
Well, I mean, Jess, I messaged you the other day because your dating life is now on 3 podcasts a week. Yeah. And you were on the Daily Talk Show this week on episode 829, and they asked for an update on your dating, and you had this to say.
I'm just off him at the moment. Mm-hmm. I just can't be bothered with him. Like, he was fine, but the banter wasn't that good that I'm like, you know, sad about it. Mm-hmm. So I can deal with that. And I mean, I feel bad. I'm probably ghosting him because I'm just not going to write back to his last message. He's just painful. Like, having to sustain a conversation really pisses me off.
Welcome to life and a podcast.
You guys are engaging though. Like, he's just kind of like, how's your day?
And so I'm
like,
you want to date us is what you're saying, but you can't.
That was brutal.
I know. Do you reckon he knows that he's being talked about?
Yeah, well, I told him. I told him that I was on a couple of podcasts.
You sent him
unless he stalked me on Instagram and they've like somehow found you guys and the talk show and Tully's, I didn't tell him about like what the names were. So if he's digging.
I mean, it's in your bio.
Welcome. This is why I'm not writing back, because you need to have more engaging conversation. Fair enough.
Fair enough. How's it been for you, Gracie?
Dating. So it's pretty slow at the moment.
It's been talked. Like, I remember in front of the big strawberry when we were coming back from Shepparton, there was a whole bit around me being a difficult person to date because I'm so particular.
I think they made you out to be more particular than you actually are. You're pretty laid back. Yeah. Like, yeah, there's a certain thing, but everyone's got their own. Like their own things that they're particular about, you know. So, I really don't think you're that. You're not hard to date. You're not difficult.
I was like, we were taught. I think I was talking to Tony about like we've got a calming blanket now.
Oh yes.
And it's really great. Like, would recommend. We're having second thoughts about it being 12 kg.
We are.
That sounds heavy.
Initially, we really absolutely loved it. But yeah,
we had the discussion last night. We might have to return it for the 9 kg.
Yeah.
Oh no.
It is.
Wait, can you? You've already used it.
Yes. 30
should be fine.
Day. Was it Mason? 30
they
day.
They have
whatever.
A 30 day return policy. So
this is why I have trust issues.
The you can't resell that after COVID. That's for sure. No. But the like, Tony was saying that they've got two duvets. They sleep with two duvets. So they've got one for Tony and then one for her partner Torbs. And so I mentioned to Grace yesterday that we could get two duvets and I could have one and then she could have one.
Well, Grace is getting a doona for one.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Jess. I was like, yeah, what's his duvet business? But yeah, no, I'm not about the two doonas.
Okay.
Just nah, it, no way. I don't like. No
how
way.
Impersonal.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I did say, like, well, how are we meant to cuddle?
Yeah.
I was like, well, you don't.
And what do you get? Two singles or do you get a queen each?
Queens.
Or? Nah, probably a queen each, I reckon.
Wait, what is
so
the issue
much
with
fabric on the bed?
Why do you want two?
Well, because
I don't know, Jess. He hasn't made it. This is the difficult Mason coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because Grace likes more warmth on her side and I like less. And so we've got like two blankets that she has on top of the duvet. And then I've got like a, you know, half of the duvet that hasn't got any blankets. But yeah, I just sleep better with two, I reckon. If we had two, I reckon I would sleep better.
Oh, Mace. No. Don't
thank
get
you, thank
that
you, Jess. Thank okay. you.
Can I just chuck a leg out?
Yeah, I do.
He does that.
I do both legs
but
out.
But then halfway through the night, he wakes up. He's like, oh, you have some more because he's taken it all from me. Yeah. So, yeah. But no, my dating life's going well, George. Thank you.
You should probably start putting down the apps now, Grace.
Yeah, I should. Should I cancel them? Delete them off my phone?
Oh, maybe just,
in the early,
just keep hinge.
In the early days of... Yeah, keep hinge. Definitely keep
hinge.
In the early days of Josh and Bree dating, we found out the other day that they used to email each other, which
that's
is
so cute.
Which is outrageous. Bizarre. Why would
emailing's ever, cute?
Is it?
Really? Have you
well,
ever
back in the day?
See, I get weirded out when I have to email like my sister or something. Like, email
yeah, but I think because it's so
a thing.
It's probably so impersonal for us because it's like, oh, we could just text them or call them.
But they could have done that back in the day, surely. Or a message online.
Yeah, definitely. But Josh-
On dial up.
It was Josh's, I mean, he forced it. But it's been a bit of a week of celebrating old emails this week because Josh keeps every single one of his emails. So he's got like thousands and thousands of emails. And this was one that he found- It was an email to his favourite podcast at the time, Dig Nation. He read it out on the show.
June 14, 2008, girlfriend advice. Dear Kevin and Alex, I've put the main stuff in bold so when you're drunk, you can read it easier. My girlfriend has an issue with me always being on the computer. I've been with her for nearly 6 months and she doesn't see why I need to check my email all the time and watch video podcasts. She says that as soon as we've done the deed, I check my emails and do pointless shit like clicking around the screen, highlighting folders. She calls it post-cum mood. It's sort of true. So should I stop being on computer as much or how can I get her into liking video podcasts and Final Cut Pro? Thanks, guys. Josh, Melbourne, Final Australia.
Oh, wow. Poor Bree. You read that out?
Yeah. No, but it's worse that they read it out on their show. They're like, bro, get off your computer. Like, what are you clicking around for? What are you highlighting folders? What does that mean?
That is
God.
So, wow. It's got to be one of the cringiest emails of all time. So, with that, we thought we could do a quick run around the room and read out an old email. Something that's super cringy to look back on.
Starting with you, Basil.
Jesus. All right. Fuck me. All right. So luckily I don't have access to my old email, like my Hotmail. Okay. So I've got Gmail, which is like 2012 on, I think, something like that. So I went with Will Anderson. Australia's, most loved comedian. And so I had 29 emails back and forth with him. I was trying to get him on my podcast that had a total of 3 episodes. But, you know, thankfully he was a good sport and I think I just harassed him enough and just wouldn't give up. And so I had him on my podcast, but my fucking first email was like, I've decided that Twitter isn't anywhere long enough in the characters to holler at you. Like, what a way to start. It's like, okay, I'm going to write you an essay. And then I just said, like, to holler at you. Like, who am I? I talked about, I just moved to Toronto and I've been giggling out aloud at your podcast. What's taken me so long? I have no idea. And then this line got me. I'm obsessed with failure at the moment. I've been researching it flat out and I just started a blog. Like, who gives a shit? And then it's like, which will hopefully lead to my first documentary. I got to put it on the record. That never happened. And I just said, like, I'd be available anytime. I'd love to have an 18-minute Skype chat. Like, what?
What?
Like, so
less than 20.
Dude, it's gross. And so I pretty much signed off, but I did an email search for Pick Your Brains, which I just knew as soon as you guys said that, I'm like, I'm just going to Google search. I'm just going to email search Pick Your Brains. And it came up so many times. So I was just reading through all of these cold emails, just cringy, just so thirsty. Like, I was so thirsty. I'll give it to myself that I was, you know, I did meet up with a lot of people and I was just young. Like, that's all I give to myself is that I was young, I was hungry, I was trying to get into an industry in a new city, in a new country, but so thirsty. 18 That's minutes of your time, like, 13 minute chat. Like, who was I?
Like, we look back and we cringe at them, but it really is the only way to do it. Like, if you never sent that email, they would never know that you even existed. So
totally.
Like, yeah. I mean, I guess it makes you think where if we ever get any of these emails from young up and comers when we're pro, maybe we should be a bit more forgiving and like, oh yeah, you know, invite them.
They're giving it a go.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Giving it a crack. Mm. Well, that's a great one. What about you, Jess?
Okay, so mine is so cringy. It makes me.
From how long ago is this?
This is 11th of July 2008. So I was 18.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
Mm. So I was still in, I was year 12.
Oh, that sounded way worse. That's not like, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear this. Sorry, Jess, go ahead.
It's funny because you probably will know the guy that it's to as well. I'll tell you after. Okay. So the bottom of the chain goes, huh, sweet dreams, Jess. And then there's like 6 kisses. And then I've gone, lol, caps. Why did you send this to me? Was it when I cracked it and left you on MSN? P.S. Maybe you were jinxing me into having the horrible dreams I've been having lately. Maybe. And then like 20 kisses. And then like randomly it goes, he said to me, you should probably get me a glass of water. And then I said, lol, okay. So I have a massive amount of tinsel on my head. Mum just dyed my hair. Yay. You should hurry up and get home from work. Like, damn. And then that's it.
So this is.
Yes. How does that make you feel? Like, do you feel like
what is
yuck inside?
Who is this? Like, so yeah, is this like, what's the relationship with this person? Is it like someone that you like? Is it like almost dating? Like, what's the vibe?
Yeah, I started seeing this guy for a bit in high school. I won't tell you his full email address, but it's Big Feet. And a few numbers at hotmail.com. That makes it worse. Oh, my word.
Oh,
this whole thing just makes me cringe.
What about MSN as well.
Yeah.
Those MSN. Are the days.
Mm. MSN was great.
Yeah. And then you'd log off and then log back in to make sure that the person you wanted to speak to you were logging back in.
Yeah. We all used to play those games.
Yeah.
Did you guys used to make I used to make my name a song lyric?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was like a whole sentence for you.
So deep.
Oh, yeah. You had your name and then underneath you had like a little bio you could put stuff in. I used to put a song lyric in there, I think.
Classic.
Yeah.
What song lyric?
Yeah, really deep.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
What would you pick now?
Oh, I don't know. What's my favorite song at the moment?
Mine were always from like Pixies, you know, like you're like real alternative, like just trying. I was only like 12 or something, like, yeah, like Pixies, like Nirvana, you know.
Oh my god, you're so cool, mysterious. Cool
guy. Actually, I think
we on New Year's, George.
I think when I had MSN, my brother was really into Pete Murray back then.
Oh, great!
And so it was probably his Pete Murray or something in there. Because I would just listen to whatever my brother listened to. Yeah.
Nah, I was so much like the used, probably like in Papa Roach. I'd probably have like cut my life into pieces or something at that time. Like, actually, I'd probably still have it now. Yeah, I reckon I was, my email address, I had another one. It was black, but B-L-A-K underscore rose at hotmail.com. I was,
oh my
like,
God, the old emails.
Trying to be goth. I was,
oh, yes.
Christ. I'm so glad I deleted my old emails.
JB, what do you have?
So, I spoke a little bit about it last week, the first email I ever sent to Josh. Hmm. And just looking back on it now, I'm like, far out. I actually can't believe he got back to me. It's so cringy. So, I emailed Josh when I first moved to Melbourne. And I said,
what year was this, by the way?
Oh, sorry, this is 2017. So, no,
how long ago?
Subject, assistant editor. Hi, Josh. My name is George Martin, and I'm a keen editor from Byron Bay. Not really from Byron
Bay.
Did
you say keen or a keen?
I'm a keen editor from Byron Bay. I've just recently moved to Fitzroy and I'm looking to build contacts around Melbourne. I've attached my CV and cover letter with a link to my folio. Just thought I'd drop a line on the off chance you needed any assistant editing a runner. So big typo there. Not happy about that. I think I meant to say if you needed any assistant editing or a runner. I'd like to drop in and introduce myself if there is a quietish time at the office. No doubt quietish. You're very busy. Thank you for your time. And he replied like 20 minutes later and he said, thanks, your stuff looks great. Would love to grab a coffee. And it's funny how, so he said, hey, George, thanks for the email. Welcome to Melbourne. Your stuff looks great. And then it's funny how when they start writing like that, you try and like kind of copy them.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I change from like, hi, Josh. Like,
hey, Josh.
It's like, hey, Josh, thanks for that. Tuesday sounds great. What time suits you? And so I opened up I touched my cover letter and stuff. And it's like, oh, God. It's like, dear Josh Jansen.
Oh, you wrote
it. I'm wishing to register my interest as a freelancer for any upcoming edit assistant roles, or if you just need an extra hand on deck. I completed my Bachelor of Film post-production in 2015. Blah, blah, it goes on. Been working as an editor and that sort of thing. My move to Melbourne was driven by my passion for film and television and to seek opportunities at a higher level. I'm a big fan of your style and have enjoyed watching your stuff since Southern Cross or Stereo days. I feel I'd be of value and we'd be on the same page if you were to need an assistant. Anyway, and
that holds up.
Stuff.
Yeah, just suck up, George.
So apparently that was the first email he ever got back to. I mean, from those kind of emails, from those cold emails.
Wow.
So I must have said something right, but
there's something there.
That's awesome.
It's cringy as.
Ah, oh, yeah. I mean, anyway. Speaking of cold emails, I wanted to find my email that I sent to Tommy, but I'm pissed off because I've deleted a bunch. So instead of archiving, I just went through a period of just deleting because I didn't realize there was an archive. So I deleted a heap of them.
What was the gist?
It was essentially like the subject line, at Tommy, can I work for you for free? And then it was just like...
That's got cut through.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then it was essentially, I'm studying at Swinburne University at the moment, not super interested in it, but would love to, you know, get into the industry and learn more about business marketing, video production, podcasting, etc. And then the worst bit is I actually gave him a few ideas for his YouTube channel and I wish I remember what they were, but one of them had to do with like, you know, filming in an Uber and stuff. So I sent that one, but I also found another cold email that I sent and this is around probably a similar period where I was doing a bit of like web design work. And so this is October 23rd, 2018, 8:50 p.m. And it's sent to this bloke called Marco. And it says, hey, Marco, just saw your email when I was driving past your truck today and would love to help you out with a website design. Would you be interested? Some of my designs include TommyJacket.com, masonlauder.com. And then I've also included meetdigital.com, which was the name of the business that I was, you know, working through. And then I would say, love to help you out. I've seen that the design on your truck could do with some work.
cheers, Mason. That's so funny.
Oh my goodness.
So I sent that to him just from seeing, you know, those trucks that include the email on the side? Cold yeah. email straight to them.
That's so good.
And how did they take it? Because you really kind of tore them down a little bit at the end.
Fair enough.
I got nothing. Nothing bad.
Yeah, I like to start with an insult as well, like
break them down.
Yeah. Tommy Jacket.
Wait, I want to know about.
I've never been on it, but it looks great.
Tommy Jacket.
What'd you use?
I actually downloaded a theme and then plugged in a few photos.
Yeah, fair enough.
It says 2018 at the bottom.
In the nature of the cringiness that old emails bring, my old DMs to the Daily Talk Show. Specifically in regards to whenever stories of Mason were put up.
I was literally just about to say, I want to know who got in contact with who and what that email said or what that message said. So this might answer my question.
Oh, this probably won't, because we did look for the first messages we sent to each other.
We can read out the very first text from the show phone that I sent through.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great.
But basically, it was I first started like replying to stories when after Mace got his hair bleached, and then the regrowth started, and it was like, oh, rating the regrowth on Mr. 97, like love heart eyes. And then there was a post that it was like 10 weeks post the bleaching, and I was like, oh, like I rate the regrowth, he can rock frosted tips. What was this
hell
one?
Oh, and then, yes.
Yeah. And then there was one of Mason with Bodie in the studio looking at the mixer, I'm guessing.
Yep.
This one's quite funny. And I was like, Tully's ovaries must be exploding right now. With like love heart eyes as well. And then there was one of when Mason and Bodie, was it in Geelong? You guys went to Geelong?
Like yeah, Tommy and Amy. Yeah, we went down to the beach house, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, this is the wholesome content I didn't know I needed on a Sunday morn.
It's very cute because it's Bodie and
it's
I.
It's so
in the
cringe.
Pool, just like he's jumping out.
Yeah, and then
so
there was
were you
one
only
this.
Replying to these ones? Like, were you
no, there
to
are.
Other stuff?
There was a couple of other stuff, but like,
but mainly,
I was playing the long game with Mason.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was one you guys posted this year of. In February of the Shameless, it was like a little snippet of the Shameless interview. And I think in it said like, oh, he likes to work out and watch Netflix or whatever. And I replied, I like to work out and watch Netflix, but I feel I'm too old for Mr. 97.
You're really just laying it down.
Yes.
How embarrassing.
What did he say?
And then someone replied and was like, expensive flights.
Yeah, that would have been Josh.
What's he trying to do?
So, yeah.
He's trying to derail you, mate.
But even 25th of February, that was only like three, four weeks
crazy?
Before we started talking. I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my little...
Yeah,
that's great.
That's cute. The first text I sent to Grace on the show phone was a generic one. So I went through all our VIP gronks and went through and messaged them. But then I think we got onto the topic of talking about what we were going to have for like Friday night drinks, and Grace was suggesting
yeah, you asked me about it.
Vodka. It was very cute.
Before we finish up, Basil, just wanted to basically thank you for being just a great guy. And you've done so much stuff for the Daily Talk Show, including making the Daily Talk Show Instagram filter,
so exciting.
You hold your face up against it, and it changes which character it is. And how do you do that?
Well, pretty easily because I'm not a whiz, so it has to be basic AF. It's just Spark. Spark AR is the like app, I guess, that you use. And then I just watched one tutorial and the hard thing was getting the photos and stuff. And it's a really weird process, the approval process. So initially I had everyone's names underneath and it said, there was too much text. And then I submitted again and it said you can't use real photos, which is bullshit because sometimes they do. Like, it's really hit or miss, like depends who you get. So then I had to cartoonize them and take a few out. And so, yeah, I just kind of went back and forth and then kind of gave up on it. And then it got approved and Happy Harry actually like just must have been stalking my page, found it and then used it. And I was like, oh my God, it got approved. Woo.
Do you realize you're going to have to make a tweet to it now though?
I know. I'll update it. I'll update it.
I thought Jess was in it. Is she not in it?
No, I'm not in it.
No, I was pre.
Gonna have to do an update.
Pre-Jess.
I think it was pre-Jess, wasn't it?
It would have been, yeah.
Yeah. I was very totally excited when I was like, no.
It's funny, I never get me, but my sister always gets me. How does it work? Is it just like complete luck? There's no. Does it actually look at your face?
It's randomized. No, it's complete luck. Yeah. You can watch it, but I've noticed the same thing too. That some people get a lot of the same person. It's supposed to, like, you can see the whole thing. What am I trying to say? Like the scaffold version of it. Like it's like one node runs into the next, and you can see like the random number and how it works. But
yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's just bizarre that like I got my housemate to test it, and he just kept on getting Tommy, and I was like, this is supposed to be random. What the hell? This makes no sense.
Oh, that's great. Well, I've actually put together a little kind of compilation to finish up. Just with all the nice stuff you've done.
Basil was like the loveliest guy going around.
Basil messaged me and said, mate, I've got these things. I need you guys to have them for Fat Fridays.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Along those lines. And
sounds
he's brought
urgent,
in.
Urgent, yes.
Do you go out of your way of like, I'm going to do nice things for people? Is this a...
Yeah.
Yeah?
It is. Like, it really is. Like, it's a big kind of core tenet of mine. Huge value. Still like to send postcards when I'm away. Okay. That's really nice.
These are the messages that he wrote to me, okay? You crushed it tonight. Like, your superpower is like 20 times stronger than you think, you know. Breeze is tapped into that frequency. Trust in Breeze. Peace, homie. Yes.
I am a gift giver, yeah. Yep. But more like, it doesn't have to be a gift, as long as it's thoughtful. But usually that's doing something, which is, I guess, a bit of a gift.
I thought it would be good to get Basil to give me a bit of a pump up. Maybe I just need Basil on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, get Basil on the phone.
I think everyone, your superpower is 20 times more powerful than you think, right?
Basil, Uncle Basil, thank you.
You've created a 1 minute video, which was from episode 500.
Mate, clap that, keep that clap going.
Oh my God, I am fully erect.
I'm shivering.
That is unbelievable. My ears are ringing. I'm hard as a rock. I don't know how.
There you go.
Oh God. Why did I need a cringe email? That was so oh my God.
Nah, thank you, mate.
Yeah, you're, absolute you're a legend. Great guy. The the one thing we didn't mention there was the delivery of the final piece for the standing up desk setup, which was the absorption mat that you also brought around when we were lucky enough to move upstairs. So
you're welcome.
A big thank you for that.
Thank you for that. And also another thing that wasn't in there, you created some Trust in Brie t-shirts that you dropped off for Josh and Brie, which is great. Trust in Brie is...
Hashtag Trust in Brie.
Trust in Brie is a quote that gets thrown around the office quite a lot. It's thanks to you. But you mentioned at the start of the show how you had a big trophy cabinet of sports trophies and that sort of thing when you were growing up.
Totally.
So we've actually organized a trophy for you. Which is going to be at your house in about a week because I ordered it yesterday.
I was going to say that was the package that my housemate got.
Oh, that would have been great.
That would have been great.
How did you get his number? That makes no sense.
That would have been great. But it's a trophy of a microphone, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Daily Talk Show. I hope they don't mind. It's a trophy of a microphone, and it says the Daily Talk Show 2019/20 season. Nicest Gronk, Basil Jarrod.
Oh my God.
So,
thank you.
Which means that the nicest awesome. Gronk for 2020-21 is up for grabs.
Someone's coming for me. I mean, everyone wins, really. Thanks so much. That's lovely.
Thank you.
Add it to the collection.
That's
it.
The box.
I'll make some. I'm looking for. I don't know where it is. Oh, here it is. Doesn't matter. It's an audio podcast. It doesn't matter.
That's right. Just take a photo of it on your desk next to your 49-inch monitor.
I will.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. Thanks mate, for coming on, Basil. That was epic. We'd love having you on.
No dramas. This is great. I love talking to the gang. It's awesome. And no mum and dad is the best.
No, we can run wild.
Exactly. And thanks, Grace, for coming back.
That's all right. Thanks for having me back again.
Back on. Oh, it's so much fun. That was a great episode. Loved that one.
if I don't say so myself, you know, great. Five times.
And listen to The Process with Basil Gerrard on Spotify.
Yo! Yes, Apple Podcasts. Yes, please.
And
anywhere.
If you squint,
baby, hell yeah. And if you're in Bendigo, check out Clogs. It's the best pizza. I've always said that. Don't listen to Jess ever.
Definitely. All right. You can follow Hump Day Replay on Instagram at Hump Day Replay. And we'll catch you next year.
Next year.
Okay, George.